our annual Christmas morning service here at Pentecostal Tabernacle, Vancouver.
欢迎大家今日嚟到温哥华五旬节堂，同我哋一齐庆祝圣诞。
Before we get started, please silent your phones.
如果大家今日咧系有带手机嘅，麻烦你哋校去呢个静音模式。
My name is Malcolm Lau, and I will be co-emceeing today with Wilson Cheng this Christmas morning.
自我介绍一下，我是 Wilson， 而我今日身边嘅拍档 Melvin 兄弟。
I'd like to say, wow, Christmas always seems to fly by so fast. And for those who don't know, both Wilson and I are in the construction business, which always makes it seem to make time fly faster.
Yeah, as a contractor, I find time flies too. Melvin 同我咧两个咧都系从事呢个建筑行业嘅，成日都好忙嘅，所以时间咧我哋觉得好快，眨下眼咧今日咧就系圣诞节啦。
I also understand one of the key trades in construction is the trade of a carpenter. In fact, Jesus' father, Joseph, was also a carpenter.
Yeah, leading up to the day of Jesus' birth, I can only imagine the excitement for Joseph, the carpenter. 建筑咧，其中有一个好重要嘅工序咧，就系木工啊。而约瑟咧，耶稣肉身嘅父亲咧，佢亦都系一个木匠嚟嘅。咁我哋谂翻下两千几年前咧，今日咧，我哋可以幻想到约瑟。当年都很期待圣婴主耶稣的出生而感到雀跃。
Not only was Joseph excited, but as Christians, we are all excited for Jesus' birth. With that excitement in mind, let us now stand as we praise him with this Christmas morning.
无论我们今天是作为基督徒都好，来到教堂，同样都是高兴雀跃，同样的热切期待庆祝主耶稣，我们救主的诞生。所以现今请大家一起起立，让我们用中文或者英文诚心的唱诗歌纪念主耶稣的降生。 Let us all stand.
Let's bow our heads and pray. 我哋而家低头祈祷。Dear Lord, thank you that we're gathered here in your humble abode in church to worship you and to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. 感谢天父，都好感恩我哋可以一起来到你的圣殿里面敬拜你，一起庆祝你的降生。Dear Lord, let us remember that you came onto earth, that you brought peace, you brought hope, you brought light, that you are the truth of all, that you light up our world, because you are our Jesus Christ, and you are the greatest gift of all. 让我们不要忘记耶稣，你是带来平安、喜乐、希望。在这个世界上面，你是我们的光明，是将我们可以照亮我们的生命，照亮是我们，让我们可以在这个世界上成为其他人的光明。Dear Lord, let us remember our friends and family that are here with us today, that are not here with us today, that they remember that you are the truth and that they can find comfort in you in times in this season. 我们也都是在这个普天同庆的日子，也都是纪念我们的家庭朋友，在我们中间也不是我们中间，让他们记得你是我们的基督，你是我们的主，而从而来的你是我们最大的你是我们最大的礼物。 In this season of giving, let us not forget that you are the greatest gift of all. Dear Lord, we pray all these in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen. 我们都是将这个崇拜都是交在你的手中，求神你保守带领，令我们不要忘记你是最大的礼物，而你对我们的爱可以将这个爱传出去给我们身边的人。奉主耶稣基督圣名祈求，诚心所愿。请坐， Please be seated.
Now we will read from Luke chapter 1, verse 26.
现在我会读出圣经新约路加福音第一章26-38节。
In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you."
在以利沙伯怀孕的第六个月，上帝差遣天使加百列去加利利省一个叫拿撒勒的城，去见一个童女名叫玛利亚，她已经同大卫家族一个名叫约瑟的男子订婚。天使到她面前说，愿你平安，主与你同在，大降福给你。
Mary was greatly troubled at these words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with the Lord."
玛利亚因为天使的话就好惊慌，反复思想这些话的意思。天使对她说，玛利亚，不用怕，因为上帝施恩给你。
You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David.And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end.
你将怀孕生个仔，要改佢名做耶稣。佢将成为伟大嘅人物，被称为至高者之子。主上帝 將立佢承繼佢祖先大衛嘅王位，佢將永遠做雅各子孫嘅王，佢嘅國無窮無盡。
How will this be? Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin. The angel answered, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God.
瑪利亞對天使話：我未嫁人，咁樣嘅事點能發生呢？天使答話：聖靈將降臨你身上，至高者嘅能力將庇任你。因此，你所生嘅圣者必称为上帝之子。
Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God.
你亲戚以利沙伯虽然年老，向来不能生育，但系佢现在已经有六个月身孕，因为。对上帝来讲，冇一件事系做唔到嘅。
I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May it be to me as you have said. Then the angel left her.
玛利亚话：我系主嘅婢女，愿你嘅话成就喺我身上。于是天使离开佢。
Let us now invite our worship team to come up and lead our music worship.
而家请我哋嘅诗歌敬拜小组出嚟，带领我哋继续唱诗赞美主。
请起立 ，Please stand as we join in worship. 一齐赞美主。
Christ is born. Christ is born. Christ is born for
Worthy is your name. Thank you, Lord.
Ting Cha, please be seated.
As our worship team helps to move the equipment, let us thank all our wonderful musicians for leading our worship this beautiful Christmas morning.
當我哋咧而家嘅詩歌敬拜小組咧喺度忙碌緊啊，喺度騰空更多空間俾我哋嘅時候咧，我哋咧趁住呢個機會咧係多謝今日咧參加詩歌崇拜嘅司琴樂隊同埋各位參加今日音樂詩歌敬拜嘅兄弟姊妹，唔該曬佢哋。
Continuing on from Luke chapter 2, verse 1, it reads, In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman Empire. This was the first census that took place while Quintilius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register.
那时罗马皇帝阿古士督颁布命令，要罗马帝国嘅人民办理户口登记。此首次嘅户口登记系喺居里纽做叙利亚总督时举行，众人都回去本乡办理登记。
So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth to Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
约瑟亦从加利利省嘅拿撒勒城去犹太，到大卫嘅城伯利恒，因为约瑟属大卫嘅宗族，佢同佢已订婚嘅玛利亚一齐登记，玛利亚已经怀孕。
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
当他们在伯利恒时，他的产期到了，就生个长子，用布包住，放在马槽，因为客栈没地方给他们住。
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flock at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
在伯利恒野外有牧羊人，夜间轮流看守羊群。主嘅天使向佢哋显现，主嘅荣光四面照住佢哋，佢哋非常惊慌。
But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news and great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be the sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and laying in a manger.
天使对他们说，不用怕，我有大喜的消息告诉你们，是关于万民的。今日在大卫城里为你们生过救主，即是主基督，你们将见一婴孩。
Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men, on whom his favor rests.
忽然有大队天军同那位天使赞美上帝，说：愿荣耀归于至高之处的上帝。
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.
天使离开他们上天，牧羊人彼此说：我们去伯利恒城，看所成就的。 即是主所指示过我们的。
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was laying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about them, about this child.
于是他们赶快去，找到玛利亚和约瑟，又见过婴孩睡在马槽。牧羊人看见之后，就将天使所讲关于婴孩的事传开。
All right, so before we get started with today's message, I have a small gift for Wilson. This is a measuring tape, a key tool for construction.
Thank you, Melvin. I can only use this gift with a task or a job in mind.
Yeah, you're right.
Let me translate.
Let me translate.
多谢晒 Melvin, 他送一个礼物给我，一个卷尺啊。等我想想什么情况最啱用先。
You're right. This highlights the fact that material gifts or physical gifts are important, but you would probably prefer an immaterial gift like, for example, a dream job.
Yes, I would. Nothing compares a physical gift to a long-lasting gift, like a dream job. 物质的礼物呢，好像这个卷尺这样啊，通常呢只是维持一个很短暂的时间的啫。相对呢能够长期可以拥有的礼物，例如 Melvin 刚刚讲的介绍一份好的工作呢，物质的礼物呢就自然就比下去了。
Now please place your attention to our preachers Edmund and Priscilla, who will deliver this Christmas morning's message on Jesus is the gift of Christmas.
现在我们就请我们教会的传道人 Edmund 兄弟和 Priscilla 姊妹分享今日嘅信息，主题系主耶稣神所赐嘅圣诞礼物。
Good morning, beloved brothers and sisters in Christ. A big warm welcome to everyone, especially if it's your first time here. Merry Christmas. I'm so glad to see all your smiling faces as you come and gather today to talk about the most exciting gift ever. The gift of Jesus Christ. Our theme for today is Jesus is the gift of Christmas. Receiving, accepting, and enjoying the ultimate gift. Now let's take a moment to reflect on the gifts that surround us in this season. Our homes are decorated with brightly wrapped packages, filled with expressions of love from your families and friends. These gifts bring joy, excitement, and a sense of anticipation, don't they? Today, many of us appreciate meaningful experiences over accumulating material possessions. Experience gifts like cooking classes, adventures are now getting popular. They provide opportunities to create lasting memories. People increasingly value experiences and the joy derived from shared activities and adventures. Yet, there is something extraordinary about the gift we receive on this Christmas day. Beyond the glittering paper and ribbon, lies a deeper truth. There's a difference between these physical gifts and experience gifts we receive and the ultimate gift that transcends all others. While material gifts bring temporary joy, and experience gifts create lasting memories, the spiritual gift of Jesus offers eternal significance. Jesus is the gift of Christmas, bringing joy and happiness, which is everlasting, and the promise of redemption. It's a gift that was foretold, celebrated, and worshiped from the very first Christmas.
各位早晨，欢迎大家今日嚟到参加我哋庆祝圣诞嘅崇拜，特别系头一次嚟嘅朋友，我哋特别欢迎你。首先，我恭祝大家圣诞快乐，希望我哋刚才所唱嘅赞美诗歌能够带俾大家喜乐同埋平安。我哋今早系存着一个好感恩嘅心情嚟到纪念主耶稣基督嘅降生。每一年嘅圣诞，我哋都系要庆祝。而今日我哋嘅信息就系介绍主耶稣系上帝赐俾你同埋赐俾我一份最宝贵嘅礼物。圣诞节当然系互相赠送或者交换礼物嘅高峰期，大家系咪都好期待你哋所喜欢嘅礼物呢？特别系嗰啲包装得好漂亮或者系好名贵嘅礼物，但系你会唔会亦都希望呢一份礼物系有意义嘅，系好实用嘅，更加能够系永远你都可以享用嘅？圣诞真正嘅意义系话俾我哋知，上帝赐俾我哋嘅系一份属天或者我哋话属灵嘅礼物，系同一般你喺圣诞节所收到嘅礼物系完全不一样。世上嘅礼物只可以带俾你暂时嘅兴奋、暂时嘅快乐，但系都系属于会废坏嘅物质，或者只是会使你开心一阵间的经验。但是上帝赐给我们的礼物是无价之宝，是最完美的礼物，是会令人心灵得到满足的经验。因为这个是出于我们天父无比的大爱，所以能够满足我们心灵上的需要，而且会赐给我们出人意外的平安同埋永远的福乐。
Let's turn to Matthew 2:10-12. We find ourselves at the scene where the Magi, the wise men, are presenting gifts to Jesus. Picture this in your minds: a humble house, a young family, and the wise men, not with gift cards, but with treasures fit for a king. Gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They were expressions of honor, worship, and sacrificial love. These were gifts given by man to Christ, and they symbolize his future mission. They are material gifts, and even though they were expensive and valuable, their value is only on this earth. In Luke 2:10-11, the angel declares the birth of a Savior, Jesus, bringing joy and fulfillment beyond the material. Jesus, the ultimate gift, represents God's promises and divine love for humanity. Imagine the honor, awe, and recognition presented upon this child. More than a baby, the ultimate gift, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Messiah, the Emmanuel, meaning God with us. Comparing worldly gifts to Jesus, material gifts bring temporary joy, while Jesus offers enduring fulfillment. His teachings guide us towards compassion, forgiveness, and love. Material gifts fall short of addressing our deepest need for purpose, forgiveness, and eternal life. But God's gift, Jesus, is a revolutionary spiritual gift that is valuable in eternity. The material gifts were costly for the wise men, but Jesus' gifts cost him everything.
你认为世上最贵重的礼物是什么呢？马太福音第二章十至十二节是描写主耶稣降生的时候，有几位由东方来的博士，他们来到寻找这一位生生的婴孩。他们送给主耶稣的礼物是黄金、乳香和抹药，这些都是当时最珍贵的礼物，因为这些通常都是送给那些皇室贵族或者是很圣洁尊贵的人物。他们献上这三份的礼物亦都含有很重要的意义，因为黄金就是代表他们来敬拜的是一位生生的王，乳香就是代表耶稣是一位圣洁的大祭司，而抹药就是预表主耶稣将会为世人舍命的救赎主。但是这些礼物虽然是这么珍贵，也都是这么有美好的意义，但始终都是世上的物质，会过去，会用尽，会损耗，价值亦都不会永远流传。但我们感谢上帝，因为他赐给我们世人的礼物是一份永恒、有永恒价值、百分之百完美的礼物，而且我们可以永远享受这一份礼物带来的益处。路加福音二章十至十一节是天使向牧羊人显现的时候向他们报佳音，对他们说，你们不用怕，因为我报给你们的是一个大喜的讯息，是关乎万人的，因为在今日大卫的城里面为你们生一位救主，就是主基督。天使是很清楚告诉牧羊人知，这个好消息就是因为这一位出生在马槽里面的婴孩并不是一个普通的 BB， 他是人类的救主，即是尼赛亚，他是先知很早已经预言将会降生在百利行城的圣婴，而这个婴孩的名字就是叫做耶稣，意思就是上帝的拯救。他亦都称为以马内利，意思就是上帝与人同在。
The ultimate gift. The ultimate gift is everlasting love and eternal life. Now, pause for a moment and let these words sink in. Everlasting love. Love that doesn't fade, that doesn't change with circumstances, but endures every trial, every joy, and even every sorrow. Eternal life, a life beyond the limits of time, a life that goes past the boundaries of our earthly existence. To understand this gift better, let's turn to the one of the most quoted Bible verses, John 3:16. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Now here in this single sentence, the depth of God's love and the promise of eternal life were interconnected. God's love is not passive, a love that is prompting action. He gave us his Son, Jesus Christ, as the manifestation of his love. And through him we find the pathway to eternal life. As we ponder the nature of this ultimate gift, let us recognize that we, as individuals, are the intended recipients of this extraordinary offering. It is a gift extended personally to each one of us, showing how much God loves us and wants to be close to you. When you accepted this gift, you not only get everlasting love and life that never ends, but also a strong feeling of why you are here, what your life means, and a deep connection with God.
我想继续同大家思想一下关于这一份属天的礼物是什么呢？或者这一位道成肉身降世为人的救主究竟是哪个？约翰福音三章十六节，简单一节的经文，就是表明了圣诞背后真正的意义，是因为上帝爱世人，甚至将他独生的爱子赐给他们。这个就是指主耶稣长大之后，他会牺牲自己，为世人承担罪的刑罚。他会被钉死在十字架上，但是第三日从死里复活，因为主耶稣是用他自己的生命为世人赎罪，而他是圣洁无罪的，所以他流出的宝血是可以洁除我们的污秽，使我们但凡相信他的灵魂不至灭亡，反得永生，即是得到永远属灵的生命。换言之，主耶稣会令我们与上帝恢复和好的关系。所以主耶稣降生的目的，就是成就上帝爱人、拯救人类的计划。上帝所应许赐给世人的礼物，就是代表天父无尽的爱，以及代表一个永恒的生命，即是永生的盼望。
Now that we have talked about the amazing gift, everlasting love and eternal life, if you want to receive this gift, let's understand why it is important. We need to realize that we all have flaws. Otherwise, the gift of Jesus won't really connect with you. Romans 3:23, it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Now this verse points out that everyone can relate to. We have all messed up, made mistakes, and fallen short of being perfect. Do we recognize our imperfections and our need for God's grace? Understanding our imperfections doesn't mean casting a shadow of condemnation or guilt. Instead, it is a way of admitting that no matter how hard we try, we need something more. We need God's grace to help us bridge the gap between our mistakes and the amazing life we were meant to have. To illustrate the need for grace, we can draw parallels to the shepherds during Jesus' birth. Just as the shepherds, humble and imperfect, they were chosen to witness the arrival of the Savior, we, too, in our imperfection, are chosen to receive the gift of God's grace and eternal life.
一样咁完美嘅礼物，你想唔想渴望得到呢？首先，你必定要有心去接受呢份礼物，即系在乎你个人觉得有冇咁嘅需要。如果有人送一件礼物俾你，但系你冇咁嘅需要，你可能唔会觉得对嗰份礼物有兴趣，或者你会觉得多一件唔多，少一件唔少。就算送俾你，你或者都未必好开心嘅去接受。但系相反，如果你系好需要、好想要嘅嘢，你一定会好想得到，更加希望有人会送俾你。圣经话俾我哋知，今日世上每一个人都有同一样嘅需要，同一样嘅缺乏。因为在罗马书三章二十三节指出，世人都犯罪，连一个义人都没有，我们都亏欠了上帝的荣耀。即是说世间上是没有一个完全正直的人。其实这个道理都很容易明白。举例，你一定不会教小朋友讲大话，但是多少时候，当他们做错事的时候，他们都很自然就懂得不讲真话，不想认。多少时候，我们也都会做了一些我们自己都不想做的恶事，或者讲了一些伤害别人的说话。这些是不是都是一种与生俱来的罪性呢？所以圣经提醒我们，每一个人都是罪人，是不义的人。罗马书六章二十三节更加话俾我们知，罪的工价是死，意思是指我们的罪令到我们与上帝有阻隔，令到我们心灵失去平安，甚至灵魂是会灭亡。所以今日我们所需要的是什么呢？就是要同上帝恢复和好的关系。我们需要的是天父的赦免，使我们的灵魂不会失去永生的盼望。
Having recognized our need, we have to actively seek and believe. Consider the shepherds in the field who actively sought the newborn Messiah after receiving the angelic announcement.Their seeking led them to the very pressure of seeing Jesus. Additionally, the wise men from the east actively sought the King of the Jews by following the star. And the journey ultimately led them to worship Jesus and present him with gifts. Seeking and searching is, in a spiritual sense, involve a genuinequest, a sincere exploration of something that we really need, something that fills the emptiness within us. It's not a passive waiting, but an active pursuit. The Bible promises, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock,And the door will be opened to you. Believe. Belief is the key of receiving the gift. It is not merely acknowledging the existence of Jesus. It's trusting in him, believing in the transformative power of his love. It's like receiving a gift with open hands, knowing that it's meant for you.And trusting the giver's intention of love. Accept this gift by faith. Just as many saw and believed during the miraculous events surrounding Jesus' birth.
既然我们了解自己的需要，我们就要接受主耶稣做我们的救主。其实很简单， 首先最重要的就是一个简单的信心，去渴慕这个恩典是天父很乐意赐给我们的。我们要相信圣经一切所记载的都是真理，我们要相信唯有圣洁的主能够赦免我们的罪，因为祂是唯一的道路、真理、生命，祂可以引我们去到天父那处。我们更加要相信天父的应许，就是说祈求的就得到，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就开门给我们。所以我们如果有这样的信心，我们就必定会渴望追求早日得到这一份这么宝贝的礼物。但是单单羡慕只是渴求都是不足够，我们必定要继续付诸行动。正如我们若果失去了一件很有价值的宝物，我们不会坐视不理，我们会尽所能去找，直到找到为止。
Continuing our journey to receive and embrace the gift, we come across the uplifting steps of confessing and repenting. In the narrative of Jesus' birth, Joseph, faced with the unexpected news of Mary's pregnancy, demonstrates a remarkable example of confessing and repenting. In Matthew 1:20-21, an angel appears to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not afraid or fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit." Despite these social challenges and his personal concerns, Joseph confesses his trust in God's plan and repents from any initial doubts. His decision to take Mary as his wife illustrates a transformative act of obedience, emphasizing the importance of aligning one's life with God's higher purpose. In Acts 2:38, Peter encourages everyone to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Repentance means changing direction, turning away from your old ways towards a path of grace and forgiveness. Confession and repentance are not just rituals. They signal the start of a meaningful transformation. Think of it like realizing that you are on the wrong road, admitting that you need to change course, and then taking the necessary steps to redirect your journey. 1 John 1:9, it says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." As we ponder on recognizing our need, seeking and believing, confessing and repenting, let's remember that this journey is not about condemnation, but about liberation and freedom. It's a gift of God's grace, freely given.
实际行动就是指我们需要真心去接受主耶稣，使我们整个人生的目标和生命都得到改变。使徒行传第二章38节，就是使徒彼得他在主耶稣升天之后第一堂的讲道，他是指导人怎样去接受主耶稣做个人的救主，即是教我们怎样去领取这份礼物的秘诀。首先就是要谦卑而承认自己的罪，因为我们实在是有犯错得罪上帝，但是我们除了认罪之外，我们更加要立心悔改，因为有悔无改是没有作用的。 所以我哋除咗悔恨我哋过去所做过嘅错事之外，我哋要积极去改过、去改善，同埋改变我哋人生嘅方向。我哋要奉主耶稣基督嘅名接受洗礼，立心一生跟从主，主就会赦免我哋嘅罪，亦都会赐圣灵入居信徒嘅生命之中，教导我哋点样学效主耶稣基督嘅榜样，成为一个新造嘅人。换言之，若果我哋接受主耶稣，我哋就系接纳主耶稣做我哋生命嘅主宰，同埋我哋心中嘅王。
Enjoying the gift. The gift of Jesus is not a one-time benefit. It's valuable for eternity, as well as for your present life on earth. Let's explore what it means to enjoy this precious gift. Love, joy, and peace. 1 John 4:19 holds a profound truth. We love because he first loved us. This summarizes the heart of the gift. God's love is not a response to our merit, but a proactive initiating force. It's a love that doesn't wait for us to get it all right, but seek us in our imperfection. As we enjoy this gift of love, it is vital to recognize the difference between God's love and worldly love. While worldly love can be conditional, fluctuating with circumstances, God's love remains steadfast, constant, and unchanged. It doesn't waver when we stumble, but lifts us up and sets us on the rock of salvation, which is Jesus. Likewise, the joy and peace accompanying this gift aren't tied to external conditions. The joy of the Lord is rooted in the unchanging nature of God Himself. Persisting through trials is a peace that surpasses understanding. Guidance. Psalm 16:11 brings us a beautiful promise. You make known to me the path of life. You fill me with joy in your presence. Now consider what it means to be in the presence of the Almighty. God's guidance is more than directions. It's a journey toward true fulfillment of His purpose. Imagine navigating life with a divine GPS, like the star guiding the wise man. Align every step with God's purpose for you. It brings clarity to life complexities, a light that illuminates even the darkest corner of our existence.
不知道当你收到一份好合心意的礼物之后，你会不会只是收埋它在柜桶底，或者摆埋一边呢？我相信你一定会想好好地享受这一份咁心意的礼物。主耶稣要赐给我们的是一个丰盛的生命，是叫我们生活得是有盼望、有意义。今天很多人都觉得人生都不知道为什么，很多人感到最缺乏的就是爱和安全感。但是我们信主，我们就会感受到上帝的爱，祂是时时都包围着我们。正如约翰一书4:19，那里提到上帝就是爱，是上帝先爱我们，而且是在我们未认识祂，甚至与祂为敌的时候，祂已经爱我们，而且祂的爱是超越人间的爱。另外一方面，有主的同在，我们又会享受到内心深处那种的平静安稳。无论这个世界有多少的灾难动乱， 或者我们遇到疾病冲击很多的挑战，但是我们都可以在主里面得到安慰。约翰16:33就是主的应许，他说你们可以放心，因为我已经得胜世界。有什么可以幸福得过能够将我们一切的重担和挂虑都交给主呢？我们不会感到无助，我们觉得有保障，有倚靠。还有诗篇16:11提到上帝是会指示我们人生正确的道路，他的话就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光，是照亮这个黑暗的世界。相信我们都认同今日的社会实在充满罪恶、腐败的思想、价值观，但主耶稣是赐给我们圣灵，做我们智慧的导师，做我们随时的帮助。所以主耶稣所赐给我们这份的礼物，不是一份礼物那么简单，而是包括很多方面不同的恩赐、恩典。这一份从天上而来的礼物，不但只是给我们将来有永生的赏赐，更加使我们今生也都享受到无限的恩典和祝福。
I believe most people enjoy sharing good things with others, whether it's a good food, a great travel destination, or a fantastic shopping spot. You recommend it to others, and most people will be curious to accept the good news. Similarly,this morning, our simple message also hopes to introduce Lord Jesus to those who do not know him yet, hoping that you will, or you can feel the same joy we have because of the Lord. Matthew 28:19-20 is the Great Commission, and it was the command given by the Lord Jesus before leaving the world,instructing us to spread the good news far and wide. The Lord desires that everyone becomes his disciple and receive the precious gift of love, which is the salvation of our soul. In the same spirit, as we celebrate Christmas and the gift of Jesus, let us be like the shepherds. They could not contain the joyous news.They eagerly spread and shared the good tidings of the Savior's birth with those around him and spread the good news of hope, love, and salvation. The joy we have in the Lord is a light that can brighten the lives of those who have not yet to experience it. 1 Peter 3:15 encourages believers to always be ready to give a reason for the hope within them. Let our celebration of Christmas be purposeful, just as we joyfully share the good news of Jesus' birth. May we also be prepared to explain the reason for our hope and the transformative power of God's love. The joy we have in the Lord becomes not just a celebration, but an invitationfor others to experience the same hope and joy that come from knowing Jesus Christ.
最后，我相信多数的人都很喜欢跟别人分享好的东西，无论哪里有好的美食，或者哪里有一些旅游消遣的好去处，或者哪些是一些好的购物的地方，你都会介绍给别人，而别人也都会很有好奇心，好喜欢去接受这些好消息。同样，昔日的牧羊人，他们认识主耶稣之后，他们充满大的喜乐，他们立刻将这个佳音传开，令到更多的人知道救主已经来到世上，带给人类新的希望。今早我们很简单的信息，也都希望将主耶稣介绍给未认识主的朋友， 盼望你们都能够感受到我们因主而有的喜乐和平安。马太福音28:19-20是我们很熟悉的大使命，是因为主耶稣曾经吩咐我们要将这个福音传开，令到更多的人认识主耶稣。他的心意是希望更多的人成为他的门徒，使每一个人都能够得到这一份属天的礼物，即是灵魂的救恩。
Lastly, I want to extend a heartfelt blessing to each and every one of you. May the love, joy and peace of the ultimate gift, Jesus Christ, saturate your lives, not just today, but every day. The true gift of Christmas, God's greatest gift of mankind, Jesus, the Savior of the world. His birth marks the start of a divine love story between God and humanity, a narrative that continues to unfold in each of our lives. As we celebrate Christmas, remember that the joy we experience is meant to be contagious. It's a joy that spills over, touching the lives of those around us. Transformed by the ultimate gift, our lives become a living testimony to the power of God's love. May God's love surround you, and may the joy of the ultimate gift be with you always. Merry Christmas.
结束今早的分享，我们期望在每一位都可以亲身体验到、感受到这一份圣诞礼物所带来的喜悦，即是主耶稣基督降生带来的平安和喜乐。我们既然明白天父的爱，就是要将主耶稣赐给我们做我们的救主，但愿我们都能够正视和认同我们的灵魂实在有这个的需要。只要相信，愿意认罪悔改，主必定会答应祷告，很快就会尝到这一份礼物所带来的满足和平安的滋味。我们很多兄弟姊妹都会很乐意来到和大家分享我们切身的经历和生命的见证。愿主耶稣丰厚的恩典祝福时常与我们同在，愿你们都能够充满圣诞所带来真正的欢乐和平安。
May God bless you all.
愿主祝福。
请起立，我们一起唱。
Thank you.
Please remain standing and let us bow our heads and pray. 请各位仍然站立，我们低头祷告。Almighty God, loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for gathering us here today to worship you and to celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ. 慈悲的天父上帝，全能的天父，我们好感谢你，你给我们今天有机会来到你的圣殿，给我们能够一起敬拜你，纪念你的儿子耶稣基督的诞生。Thank you for giving us the opportunity to sing praises to you. Thank you for reminding us that the greatest gift of all is Jesus Christ, the Lord. And through Jesus, you have given us many other great gifts, such as the hope of salvation, the promise of eternal life, the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit, and his anointing and empowerment.主啊，我们好感谢你，你再一次是提醒我们，给我们知道最大的礼物就是主耶稣基督。And 透过主耶稣基督，你也给我们得着这个永生的盼望，这个得救的救恩，这个的应许，也给我们得着圣灵的同在，祂的加力，祂的感动。Lord, as we are about to give us this, the grace and wisdom to accept this gift with humility and with gratitude, give us also the grace to nourish and value and treasure this gift with vigilance and with faithfulness, and also grant us the grace to share this gifts with other people with courage, with passion, and with zeal. 上帝啊，求主你都是给我们带着一个谦卑的心，感恩的心来接纳你的恩赐。求主你也都是给我们能够有一个警醒和忠诚的心去善用你的恩赐，保守保留这些的恩赐。愿主你亦都系俾我哋有勇气、有胆量同埋有热诚，去与我哋接触嘅人去分享你哋嘅恩赐。As we are about to be dismissed, Lord, continue to fill our hearts with the joy and peace and hope that Christmas brings, and watch over us and guide our steps. 主啊，我哋而家将要分散，求主你继续以圣诞带俾我哋嘅平安、喜乐同埋希望，充满我哋嘅心。亦都求主你继续保守我哋，带领我哋嘅脚步。May the meditation of our hearts, the words of our mouths, and the deeds of our hands be found pleasing to you. 愿我哋心中所想嘅，我哋口中所讲嘅说话，我哋手所做嘅一切嘅作为，能够得到你嘅喜悦。And we ask all these in the name of Jesus. 我们奉主耶稣基督的圣名祈求。 Amen.